Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 2-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. When Lara Ryan's sister, Kimberly Hansen, was diagnosed with stage 4 colorectal cancer, she spent each chemo session at Fort Bragg's Medical Center with a comfy blanket given to her by her family. Well, she noticed that other patients who were also going through treatment didn't have the comfy blanket like she had. It was her dying wish that blankets would be given to Fort Bragg's medical clinic. She got her wish, and that's how Comfy for Chemo was born. Find out how you can help Kimberly's dream become a reality for all cancer patients across the country, giving them each a blanket. How are you today, Lara?
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Great. Now, tell me a little bit about your great organization.
Well, my sister, Kimberly Hansen, was diagnosed with cancer August of 2008. And when she was diagnosed, I had given her a blanket. She'd always liked something cozy and comfy ever since she was a little girl. And she basically took that blanket everywhere with her. She took it to every doctor's appointment, every time she ended up in the hospital, every chemo treatment. I mean, she literally took it everywhere with her. And I remember asking her husband at one point, what can I get Kim? What does she need? And he's like, oh, if you could just get her another blanket. And so she literally just loved these blankets. As she was getting towards the end of everything, you know, she really thought, here I am, I'm doing chemo, and I'm sitting there, and I'm warm, and I'm comfortable, and she's looking at other patients around her, and it made her sad. She's like, you know, here I am, I have this comfort of home, I have this feeling of my animals and my family and whatever, and warmth, and, you know, there's all these people that are sitting there with just a hospital blanket or a jacket or just nothing at all, and I guess from what Kim would tell me is that she would get cold. Her chemo.
You do get cold, yes.
And so she decided, she said, you know, I would love, she and I sat and talked a couple times. She's like, I would love to be able to somehow or another help others that are going through, you know, chemotherapy and give them a blanket so they have that same sense of warmth that I have. And so we kind of talked about it off and on, and it wasn't really until really we were down to just a few days with Kim, and she said, you know, I don't want flowers. It's so nice that everyone wants to do that. She's like, but it'd be really great if people could just donate a blanket. And so
what was she diagnosed with?
Oh, I'm sorry. She was diagnosed with colorectal cancer originally.
What was the stage?
She was stage 4 when she was originally diagnosed. And yeah, so it had already spread to her liver. But, you know, we were hoping we'd have more time with her. Unfortunately, you know, we didn't. So that was her, basically her last dying wish and vision was, you know, let's provide a blanket. And really she thought if we could just get everybody at Fort Bragg or the medical center there as Womack, if that's where she did all her chemo treatments. And her thought was if we could get everybody a blanket there, then she was just ecstatic. And, you know, just within days of this, we had, you know, a couple hundred blankets donated, which was amazing. And it really was a testament to Kim and her true spirit. And so once that kind of happened, we thought, well, do we want this to be a one-time deal or let's expand on this vision? And so, you know, her husband helped us do the blanket drop at Womack. And then
now she is, before I interrupt you, was she an Army wife? And her husband was?
She was Air Force.
Oh, Air Force.
But they were stationed at Fort Bragg.
Okay.
Yes. So her brother-in-law and then my dad and myself and many other amazing people, there's so many I can't even name, but I think everyone has kind of jumped in and they're like, what a neat vision. Let's expand on it. So we're really kind of in that whole beginning stages of trying to get the foundation established and trying to figure out, okay, where do we start? Where do we want to go next? Because we don't want it to be a one-time thing. We really, you know, our ultimate goal is to reach everybody that's going through chemotherapy.
Right. Now, are you just focusing on the military or you'd like to see this all over the country?
We originally, I think the thought was military, but we really sat and talked about it, and there are so many other communities where maybe they don't get the support of some of the larger foundations out there. And so we are not strictly military. I think there's definitely a need there, and so we definitely would like to make sure that we hit a lot of the military hospitals, right. But by no means are we only going to do that. I mean, our goal really is to get everybody in need.
So now you've delivered blankets already.
We have only to Womack, Fort Bragg, and we have committed enough blankets for an entire year to meet all their needs for 1 year. And so now we're really at that point where, you know, we're trying to find a blanket manufacturer, and we're trying to start raising the funds that we would need in order to, you know, obtain more blankets, and trying to find the right place to donate them.
Right.
And so that's kind of really where we're at right now.
Now, do you have a good story about somebody who you gave a blanket to, like a survivor?
You know, I Kim's husband called me. He said, there's a wife of someone that I worked with in Charleston. And he said, I would love for you to go and drop a blanket off there at MD Anderson in Houston, which is where I am. And so I did. I went and I met them, and I met their family. And it was really neat to be able to donate that on behalf of Kim. And so it wasn't like we did this huge blanket drop to one particular hospital, but it was really neat to be able to personally give that to somebody. And so she had that blanket with her while she was here in Houston getting treatment.
Very nice. Very nice.
Yeah.
Now, do you like people, would you want people to make blankets, or you'd rather have a blanket manufacturer?
Well, originally, I think we kind of tossed that idea around, but I think just from a consistency's sake, it made more sense for us to provide, you know, the same kind of quality blanket to everybody.
Right.
And so I think we are really wanting more monetary donations so that we can be consistent in the quality of blanket that we're providing. By no means are we turning blankets down, though. I mean, certainly if somebody said, I would love to make, you know, whatever, we would be happy to take them. But our original goal really is to provide, you know, a certain quality blanket to people going through chemo.
Well, I know what you're saying, because they always give you those little, they're kind of thin, but they heat them up in whatever kind of heater they heat them up in.
Yes.
But still, like you're saying, to have just like the comfort of home, or knowing that somebody, you know, have somebody have brought you a blanket, to know that they care, even if they don't know you. I mean, that's something pretty special.
Yes. And, you know, Kim was such a, it's really neat. I mean, it's kind of twofold, but, you know, as a sister, you never, ever want to lose, you know, your
right.
sibling. It certainly wasn't at all what I thought would ever happen. And not only, I mean, I was very fortunate. Kim was not just, you know, my sister, but we truly had developed an amazing best friend relationship. And so it's bittersweet that, you know, I don't have her anymore, but it's really amazing to be able to carry on a vision that she had and really try to make something out of it.
Oh, yeah. So that is amazing. Now, what did her blankets look like that you that she carried around like Linus? I'm picturing her. Like
yes,
peanuts.
Exactly. That's exactly that was exactly how it was. You know, she had two. I bought her a white one because it was real soft. It almost was like a little like a cat. I mean, and she had two cats at home, and she had two dogs. And so I think that was like, those were like her kids. And so that was her sense of comfort. Was, you know, they always would snuggle with her and whatever. And you would find her, she'd be all snuggled in her blanket, and she'd literally be like petting her blanket. So, but it was just, you know, really soft, furry blanket. And then I ended up buying her like a brown one, just so that they could keep them washed, and she could keep one at home and one wherever she was going. So one upstairs, one downstairs. I think she ended up, you know, with, I don't even know how many money in, but yeah, she loved blankets. And really it was very funny. I mean, she had that blanket with her to the end. So,
well, I can picture that, because going through treatment, you want to feel something normal. And right. I believe with your sister, it seems like, okay, well, you know, she probably knew that she didn't have a lot of time, but at least she knew that she had her family and she could hold on to this blanket, and that would be like her focus point.
Right. Yes. Yeah. And I really do. I totally believe that. I think it gave her a sense of home and a sense of, you know, not just, okay, it's keeping me warm, but I think it gave her internal warmth as well.
Right.
So.
And that would be spectacular. Just, I mean, I hope I never go through chemo again, but if, you know, if I was and to go through chemo again and have somebody donate something like that, just to know that somebody out there cared, even though they didn't know me, is just amazing.
Yes. No, I mean, I can't, I personally haven't been through it. I can't even imagine, but I agree. I mean, I think that just being able to provide people with that, and, you know, I've been around hospitals and you see people and they do want that. They do want something from home or something that's theirs,
right.
Not something that necessarily has this big logo hospital thing on it or just like your, you know, a scarlet letter or anything, but just simply something that's yours and that, you know, it provides you with a feeling of comfort and warmth. And so that's really, we really hope that we can expand on this vision and reach out to everybody in the long run.
If a manufacturer came up to you today, what kind of things would you ask them for?
Well, we do want something that washes well. We definitely want something that has some thickness. So it lasts.
So you can curl up in it.
So you can curl up in it, absolutely. You know, you don't want it too big because you don't want it to be too cumbersome.
Right.
And so we were looking for something like a throw type size, not something necessarily that would fit on a twin bed, but something in between that. Just, you know, it something that's just really soft and cozy. I mean, not necessarily fleece, but just something furry and comfortable. And yet at the same time, you don't want it so heavy that, you know, if it's someone in Texas or Florida or some southern state, you know, it doesn't always get as cold as it does elsewhere, but, you know, they may not need a giant heavy blanket. So,
but chemo does make you cold for some reason. I don't know why.
Yes, Kim used to always say that all the time. She's like, I'm so cold and I need socks and hat. And I was like, where are you going? You going to a blizzard to go get your chemo?
I know. I don't understand that. I guess I don't know if it's the meds or if it's the hospital or what, but I always love those blankets from the, I don't know, I used to think of it as like a little toaster, a blanket toaster.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it would have been a lot nicer bringing your own. You know,
yeah,
and like you said, then I kind of feel like, oh, well, now everyone else just has the hospital blankets and look how, you know, how I am with my blanket. And I think I would feel just like your sister did, like, oh, man, now I got to get blankets for everybody.
I, you know, really, I was like, what are you, like a little blanket snob? Yeah, so, no, she did. She just had such a generous spirit. So I really think it was a really neat vision. And it's just such a testament to her because she always was thinking of others. And so it's really neat to be able to do this on her behalf.
Awesome. And where can people get a hold of you if they want to, hopefully, a blanket manufacturer or clothing manufacturer?
We have a website. Mm-hmm. It is comfyforchemo.org. And we also have a blog. It's comfyforchemo.blogspot.com.
Great.
And I think there even is a Twitter account. And, I mean, that whole thing is beyond me. I'm like, I don't get it, but sure. And then there's also Facebook. There's a Comfy for Chemo page, I guess, on Facebook. So,
and I think that's how I found you, was through a friend of yours.
Yes, and so we're really amazed that there's a lot of people that have become a fan, and so I think that's great. I always told my sister, I was like, I am not doing this Facebook thing. I don't get it. I don't understand it. I don't have time. And sure, and she's like, yes, you will. And so, by golly, she got me on that thing through all of this. So
now she has you hooked.
I know.
I have no one to blame but myself for my Facebook addiction. So.
Yes. So I never understood it. I still don't quite get it, but, you know, I'm working on it.
Excellent, Lara. Well, do you also have an email that someone can get a hold of you at if they want to, or a phone number or something?
Absolutely. My my personal cell phone number is 832-978-3231. And my email is Laura, L-A-R-A, middle initial M as in Mary, Ryan, R-Y-A-N, at gmail.com.
Sweet. Well, I'm going to wrap up like I usually do. You can always find me on Facebook, like I told Laura, because I am a junkie, at Mel Majoros. You can become a fan of the show, The Cancer Warrior, on EmpowerRadio.com, on Facebook as well. I am on Twitter, at Mel Majoros. You can check out my blogspot, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And you know what? Life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.